The massacre took place in one classroom. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a Texas public safety officer says the day after a gunman murdered 19 young kids and two teachers. Fox's Evan Brown's there in Uvalde.
The school building for Robb Elementary looks dark and cold. It is closed. It is surrounded by police tape. And no one is coming back here for schooling anytime soon. The school year was supposed to end in just a couple of days. The decision was made to keep it closed for the remainder of the term. There is no word yet as to whether or not kids would come back to this building next year.
A Border Patrol agent shot and wounded joining law enforcement responding to the school rampage killed the 18-year-old shooter.
There is an evil that is growing, that is rising, that we have to curb, and part of that is mental health.
Uvalde is in Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez's district. Democrats say guns are the problem.
Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African-American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing?
Senator Chris Murphy referencing the 2012 Connecticut school shooting that left 26 dead in Sandy Hook.
For God's sake, we have to have the courage to stand up to the industry.
President Biden wants stricter gun laws.
I am sick and tired of it.
And urge lawmakers to take action.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby?
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has set up potential votes on House-approved legislation expanding background checks for firearm sales.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp easily survived a Trump-backed primary challenger, beating David Perdue by over 50 points. But the former president's ex-White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders won the GOP primary for governor in Arkansas. In Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton beat Republican challenger George P. Bush in a runoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
An Iraqi citizen living in Ohio, Shihab Ahmed Shahab, has been arrested, charged in an ISIS plot to assassinate former President George W. Bush, seeking revenge for the Iraq War.
It is believed that he traveled to Dallas last November for a surveillance mission where he shot video of the president's home and the surrounding neighborhood. This is according to an FBI search warrant application that was filed on March 23rd. Shahab also recruited an entire team to join him in this murder plot. He was planning to smuggle people here into the U.S. across the border with Mexico.
That's Fox's Jillian Turner. Russia is intensifying its attacks on the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine, prompting that country's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, to urge the U.S. to send more multiple rocket launch systems to help them defend themselves.
If we do not get MLRS ASAP, the situation in Donbas will get even worse than it is now.
North Korea has done it again, launching three more missiles. One of them, South Korea says, has intercontinental range. They'd fired the test hours after President Biden left Asia. This amid the stalled nuclear diplomacy with the U.S. and sanctions on North Korea. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has reached out to his South Korean counterpart for talks. A big settlement from the University of California and $700 million to settle doctor abuse lawsuits.
The settlement will pay nearly $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by UCLA gynecologist Dr. James Heaps. The settlement followed previous deals with hundreds of other patients who said Heaps groped them, made suggestive comments, or conducted unnecessarily invasive exams during his 35-year career.
That's Fox's Ted Lindner. Heaps is facing 21 felony charges in that abuse. On Wall Street, stocks could fall, Dow futures down more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.